Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special for my Shifu. The Swissita Mar Yosef and Ravid Esther and Bruce Victoria Bastila Ravida. And Dina Bracha Bas Esther Hadassah, Mar Yosef and Chad of Shai Ben Leia, Rasim Torah, Marina Rabbeinu Rosh Hashiva Shlita, Sukkah 50b, the 2 year cells, what you call the celebration of Beis HaMikdash. One opinion says it's called Simchas Beis Hashoy Eva. And that is correct, says the Gemara, because it says Ushafta Mayim B'Sasam. And there's another opinion that says Simchas Beis HaChashuva, Chashuva, as it says, because it's Chashuva Ba Mishesh Simei Bereshis. Because this celebration was important and came from the 6 days of creation. So you can say Shoyeva, Ushafta Mayim B'Sasam, you can say Chashuva, because it comes from the 6 days of creation, because the Shitin, the depths where you pour the water, were already created from these 6 days of creation. And the word Bereshis is comprised of two words, like the Gemara says, 49a, Bara Shis, it was created, the Shis were created at the beginning of creation, these Shisim, where you pour the water. In Parshas Kisisa, after the Maisa Egel, there are a number of mitzvahs that are mentioned as part of the renewal of the covenant between us and Hashem. One of them is Aliyah LeRegel. Aliyah LeRegel is a special gilui of the covenant that we have with Hashem. And they used to do it, something mind-boggling. B'shas Aliyah LeRegel, they would move aside the curtain, the pereches, and they would show the keruvim and the kodesh hakadoshim that were intertwined, showing Ru'uchi Baschem Lifnei HaMakom, see how much God loves them, the Jewish people also. When we were all at the regal, we had the Shiva of Masai, Ovoi V'Iroe Pnei Elokim. When am I going to go up and see the face of God? So what we'd like to do is we'd like to explain a little bit Shorshei Advarim, the roots of this matter. When Bilam wanted to curse the Jewish people, the donkey says to him, how are you going to uproot a nation that celebrates three regalim? Why dafka this mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, that they're Oila, they're Choygeik Shalosh Regalim? Why dafka this mitzvah? The limb that is unique for a person to use when he desires something is his leg. The legs run. L'rutz, milashon, rotzayn. What you want, you run to. When you desire something, it's with the legs. The animal that is mitztayen, the mehirut, that goes very fast, is called a tzvi, a deer. Tzvi in Aramaic, interestingly enough, means rotzayn, will. Wow. Because when you go run fast at something, shows you have a will. Also, you have a fast-moving ram. Ka'ayel tarik, etc. Ke'nafshi tarik elecha elekim. Like an ayel is tarik alafike mayim. So too my soul desires Hashem. So this rapid movement shows a rutzen, it shows a strong rutzen. When Bilam came to curse the Jewish people, it says that he, Yahweh Shasasono, that he saddled his donkey. Rashi explains that Mikan Roim, Shehasim'ah, Mikalkelet et Ashura, that hatred corrupts everything. Because he was Choyvesh the Atzmai. He saddled the donkey himself. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Rasha, Avram Avinu already beat you to it. Not Hashem's Avinu, our Avinu. Avram already beat you to it, because it says, Vayashkem Avram Baboker V'yachvash Tzchumar. Avram already saddled his own donkey, and that's greater than you're saddling your donkey. Avram beat you to it. You're saddling your donkey to curse. Avram saddled his donkey to do the will of God. It's Niakeda. The sin of Bilam, the hatred of Bilam was so strong, l'malah me'adas, and therefore it's mekalkelis es hashuva ve'asechel. It completely is out of whack. It just makes a person crazy. So he was just willing to get up early and saddle his own donkey. He wanted to curse the Jewish people. And a person's not using his mind anymore. He was just so focused on doing evil. This could have been a kitchruk, but then Avram Mekalkel says a shura. Avram Avinu's love was also unexplainable. Here he's saddling his own donkey to go do the akedah and sacrifice his son. And afterwards, as a result of the Akedah, it says in the Pasuk, Asher Yomar Hashayom, V'har Hashem Yeroeh. And on this mountain, you will be seen. Here's the Sharesh, as the Pesuk of Zutra on Bereishis says, here's the Sharesh for Aliyah, Baregel, V'har Asher Yomar Hayom, V'har Hashem Yeroeh. And on this mountain, Mount Moriah, this is where you're going to be going up to see God. Lila Regal, to see and be seen, like the Gemara says. We have this Koyach Ahavo from Avram Avinu, that's Mekalkelis Hashuva, Umishtoikikim Anu Leirois Beveis HaMikdash. And we have this desire to be seen in the Beis HaMikdash, Ve'al Shem Zeh Ahiluch Va'am Shachal Beis HaMikdash, Nikreis Aliyah LeRegel, and because of this walking, this being drawn to the Beis HaMikdash, it's called Aliyah LeRegel. There were Mishtoikik, to have this Aliyah LeRegel, to go up in the Regel, that shows our desire to be close to God. That's all included in the Taina. You're going to uproot a nation. It's Chogeg Shalosh Regalim. They desire God. You can't start with them. They're going to three times a year, Aliyah LeRegel. They're drawn to God. Don't start up with them. In a number of places, the Hechel is called the Dvir. The Hashevet Avodah, the Dvir Beitecha. The Rishonim explained that Perish Amilo Mechitza. In other words, the Perechetz, that's Mavdil Ben Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lahecho. And that's why it's called Dvir, Ayin Rashi, Yuma 52a. It's a Mechitza. It's the Perechis, that's Mavdil Ben Kodesh Kadoshim, Lahecho. That's the Perish Amila. And Al Shem Zeh, the whole thing is called a Dvir. It would seem that the Oimek HaDovar is, the depth of the matter is that inside the Perechis, the Lefnai V'Lefnim, Sham haya munach Aaron, v'hu ha-makom she'en nechnas sham shum adam. It's a makom lemayla me'avoydes adam b'bechira shaloi. Shem makom ha-bris asher lemayla me'bechira sa'odam. Ki al-kein, ein chet magia l'sham, ve'ein ha-chet yachol l'grom l'kil kulo. L'chein eino makom l'knisat adam. V'shimush ze ha-makom hu rak ze levad, uvdat ha-yoto sham. V'rak b'yom kippur nechnas kohen gadol l'makom elyon ze, לפעול במקום הברית, לחפר על החטאים, ואילו שאר בית המקדש הוא מקום עבודה, עבודת האדם דווקא. ואם כן, המאפשר עבודה שלנו, ובזה שיש מחיצה שמסתיר ומכסה על קודש הקדושים. There in the קודש הקדושים, that's the place of the bris. That's the place, it's above man's עבודה קודש קדושים. Nobody's allowed to go in there, except for the Kohen Gadol once a year. The מעלה מבחירת האדם. And therefore, the sin of man doesn't go there. The sin of man can cause a corruption of that place. And therefore, it's not a place where a man could go in. Only once a year. So this place is just there to exist. You don't even use it. It's just there. But it's a place, a space on earth, where man's sin can't touch. And only on Yom Kippur, Kohen Gadol goes to this elevated place to be poel, the makom habris, to be mechaper, to atone for our sins, whereas the rest of the Beis HaMikdash is a makom aveda. Avedas adam, the rest of the Beis HaMikdash, we do avoda. The Kodesh Kadashim, there's no avoda the rest of the year, and even on Yom Kippur, only for one person. And if so, what enables our avoda is the fact that there's a mechitza that covers up the Kodesh Kadashim. If it would be found begilui, this darga of lamala mebechira, then this would be a stira to the spiritual state of avoda and the yishtadlus of a person. If this darga of above bechira would be megula, it would be gali, it would be exposed, it would be revealed. This would be a stira to yishtadlus adam. So what they have to do is we have to cover up this makom that's lamala mebechira. And then we can have our bechira, then we can do our avodah. But if it wouldn't be covered up, we wouldn't be able to do our avodah. Therefore, it has to be covered up. Otherwise, we would see it. Our kochas avodah would be misbatel. They'd be nullified. And therefore, when the Jewish people were oil regel, they were shown, Re'u chibaschem lifnei ha-mokoyim. In other words, shegam b'makom shol lomed l'mala me'avodatchem. Even in that place, that's above, that's hecher, from the Aveda, the that's higher than the avoda, there is your love. And the yesh pniya yishara panim el panim liyisrael. Kamo akurvim shayu meurim zeh bezeh, the kruvim were intertwined. That shows God's love for us. This is reflected beautifully in the famous letter, Tav Kuf Nun Hei, in the second volume, the Ikarot HaRaya, Shel Maran HaRav Zetzal, LaRadbaz, Shukotev Al HaBchira VeHaSgula, Sheyesh Bchira LaAm Yisrael, Sheyesh Koach HaBchira, Sheanachnu Bocharim B'Tov, Mekavim VeLefanim Gam B'Ra, and then there's a level in Klal Yisrael of Sgula, that we're just so special, God loves us, that has nothing to do with our avoda. So that's the level of the Kodesh Kadoshim. That's the level of Kruvim Urim Zevazet. It's not a Mokom Avoda normally, and that's where God's love reaches, even though it's not our place of Avoda, it's beyond human choice. And that's what they saw when they were Oil the Regel. They saw God's love for us, Mashcheni Acharecha Merutza. And this is all the Schus HaMesirus Nefesh, the Akeda, Shemasaret Kol Ahava Shelo, Ima Akeda LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gave all of his love over to the Ribbono Shel Olam. מהתחלת עניין זה של עשייה סמחיצו והסתורה כדי ליתן מקום לעבוד עוד לפני כל זה בששת ימי בראשית שביום שני כתוב יהי רקיע וכולי והיהי מבדיל בין מים למים ויהיו המים התחתונים בורחים ענן באינן למהווה קדם מלכה It all starts the schol of this עניין of making a מחיצה and a הסתורה in order to give מקום in order to give place for the avoda, was before this, during the 6 days of creation. On the second day it says that there was a rakia, and the rakia separated between the upper waters and the lower waters. And the lower waters were crying, we also want to be in front of Hashem. Anan bina mehavei kodem malka. Mayim are a cheftz of tshuka. The very word mashke comes from the word tshuka. Water increases pleasure. A person drinks water, a person swims in water, bathes in water, and adds water to food, to bread. Water is megadil kol ha-ta'anugos. Mashke milokum tshuka. Mayim zem cheftza de tshuka. V'hu ha-gaguim shel mitziyus delemate el elyonim. And these are the gaguim. The desires of the Metzius down below to what is above. Ki elu shelamata husmu b'makom hester v'nisyonot al yedei rakia mavdil kedei litzor makom la'avoda u'bchira. Because those that are down below were put in a makom of hester and nisyonos through this rakia that separates in order to create a place for avoda and b'chira. And the water have gaguim. They also want to be in front of Hashem where it's all clear. The Mayim El Yoinim, Shama Koma Mashpi'im, V'gam Hen Mitgagim La'ashpi'a. Rak Bein Taim, in the meantime, we have this Havdalah between the lower waters and the upper waters. The lower waters want to come close to God, but there's a separation, there's this Rakia, there's this Hastara, in order to allow for Bechira. If not for the Hastara, there'd be no Bechira. Avol Totsa'at Havdalah Zeh, V'revach Vadol, the Kovet Shemayim, there's a great gain. Because now you have the Kovet Shemayim that comes out of the Avodah Sa'odam that he's choosing B'makom Nisyonis. And in this place of Nisyonis, man is able to be a chooser and therefore bring out the Ribui of Kovet Shemayim. There's a Gresel of Kovet Shemayim down here because God is covered up, God is hidden. And therefore when we serve Hashem, it brings much more Kovet than if Hashem would be revealed. And that's the lower waters, that's the greater covet of the lower waters. Anam binam lehavei kodem malka, we want to be before the king. And that, of course, is the avodah of the Baal Tshuva, being far from God, being hidden in the covet Shemayim of wanting to come back, which is, of course, Sukkot after Yom Kippur, as the Rosh Yeshiva Zetzal talks about in the Parat Yitzchak. And this is all going to be revealed when there's a kiyum of Yichvod Hashem la'olam, Yismach Hashem b'ma'asav. And the pius for the b'chias hamayim miskayim, and this is going to be fulfilled when the glory of God is going to be forever and Hashem is going to be happy with his Meisim, where all the Kovet Shemayim that came out of all of our deeds throughout the generations is going to be revealed. And the Pius, the appeasement for the Bechias HaMayim, for the crying of the lower waters that they so yearn, desire, pine to get close to Hashem when they're poured in the Mizbeach, Perush Shenitanim L'makom Avodah. Their place, now these lower waters are placed in the place of Avoda, the Mizbeach is Dachar Makom Avoda. V'az B'chag Shenidunim Al HaMayim Mamshichim Al Yedei Zeh Gashmei Baracha V'Hashpahat Mayim Elyonim L'mata. Hainu Hitchabrut Ben Elyonim L'Tachtonim. Then on the Chag, we were judged for the water, and were Mamshich Gishmei Baracha and Hashpahas Mayim Elyonim L'mata, were Mischaber between the Elyonim and the Tachtonim. That's what happens on the Chag. We get our Baracha. Here's the first Havdalah B'Sheshes Mei Bereshis L'Vrom Makom Avodah B'Chias HaMayim. So we have the Havdalah between the upper waters, lower waters. Lower waters are crying. They want to get back. They have their Chefts of Chukah, of Mashke. They want to go back to serve, be close to Hashem. And they go on the Mizbech HaMakom Avodah. And then that's when we're also showing that we're going to be judged on the water. And we want to get close. We want there to be a Chibur between the Elyonim, the Mayim Elyonim, and the Mayim Tachtonim. And that's after Sukkot, after the pius of the Chet HaEgel, that there's a lot of crying because of the richuk of the Chet. And now it's Nikkur. After the tshuva, it's recognizable. After Yom Kippur, tshuva for the Chet HaEgel, the great gain that was achieved because we were so far away originally. And then the parasha of Yeroya Kol Zuchurcha comes back to go back to the Sheresh with all the tshuka that we come. All the males come to the Beis HaMikdash to see and be seen by Hashem, Kiviyachol, Kiviyachol. Go back to the Shoresh, to the Tshuka that was created as a result of our Richuk. There's a Diktuk of the change of one word between two similar parashiyas. The parashiyas Shalosh Regalim Nizkarat Chilabit Parashat Mishpatim V'Nishnet B'Farashat Kitisa. Aval B'Farashat Mishpatim Shalafnech Achet Katuv Yira'e Kol Zuchurcha Et Pnei Ha'adon Hashem U'V'Chitisa Ne'emar Et Pnei Ha'adon Hashem. זאת אומרת, יראה כל זוכה אל פני האדון השם, פעם שנייה את פני האדון השם. From אל, it becomes את. והוא החיבור הנפלא נגרם אחרי החטא והתשובה. That's the tremendous חיבור. Before the sin, to the face of Hashem. After the sin, the very face of Hashem, not just to the face. Not אל פני, but אס פני, which is much more direct, much more of a חיבור, that's after the תשובה. Not only that, in both places there's a psik, there's a pause between the Adon and Lashem. V'arei kol ha-me'afsher zot ha-avodah b'mkom sh'megim l'sham b'beit ha-mikdash hu ha-mechitza, what's ma'afsher, what allows, enables. This avoda, when we get to the Beis HaMikdash, is the mechitza, is the wall, the curtain, the separation between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Heichal. Makom ha-avodah, im ro'im ha-kol, as ein aveda, you see everything. There's no avoda. Also in the parashas Akeda, calls it Hashem, Hira'e, there's a psik. It can't be direct. Adon, lirotz, yira'e kol zuchah et pnei Adon, kama Hashem. Et pnei Adon, kama Hashem. In other words, this saying, there has to be a mechitza. It can't be direct. It's direct, there's no makom for avoda. And therefore there's a psik between the Hashem and the Yerayah. The only way we can serve is because of this mechitza. Incredible. And we go back to the union of the Simcha Chashuva. It's Chashuv. It's Chashuva Misheshis Yimei Bereshis Borashis. That God at the beginning created this Chalal, this empty space, this pipeline descending from the Mizbeach. So, Hakol bara lechvodo mitchilat habriya. Everything was created for God's glory from the beginning of creation. And this simcha is the kavod. And aravoda is the simcha of Yihi Chvod Hashem Lo'olam, Yismach Hashem b'maasav. So we're so happy that we have this avoda of nisach hamayim, putting the water back in the mizbeach. We have a makom avoda, the lower waters have a tshuka, to be close to Hashem again, to be used for avoda, to serve Hashem, to get back close back to Hashem. And that's an expression of our own tshuka, to get close to Hashem again. Mashke milok shum tshuka, our own desire to get to Hashem, get close to Hashem. v'akol lechvodo, and that's the simcha of Sukkos. That's the simcha chashuva, the simcha of yihi chavoyda Hashem la'olam, that the glory of God is forever, and yismach Hashem b'mas, if God is glad with his ma'asim. So we are so glad that we can kiviyachol, make the kiviyachol glad when we give him the kavod that he so deserves and we so need to give him. So, in Yitz Hashem, we will continue this discussion, b'li nader, in a future shir, v'hadvorim, me'irim, v'samchim me'od. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.